Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 43rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother. I heard him talking, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. That's very important, because Jacob knew what he was going to do was against his dad's wishes. Okay? But the mama said, Listen, son, you listen to me. And according to that which I command thee, you do what I tell you, listen to me. Go now to the flock and fetch me thence two good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. So really, his mama, Rebekah, was the one who started this, instigated it. We blame it on Jacob, but he does bear some responsibility. But it was his dear, sweet, loving mom, Rebekah, who said, no, we're not going to have this. Now, before we go any farther, there is some spiritual truth here. And I'm going to jump ahead of myself, okay? We always say it's never right to do wrong, and that's a good statement. But sometimes when we look at God's overall plan, there's sometimes where, all right, let me jump to, do you know, we talk about it's never good to lie, and Jacob lies to his dad. He comes in, we'll get to this in just a second. Is that you? Well, that's me, Dad. Well, you sure don't sound like Esau. It's me, Dad. I got a sore throat or whatever, how he tried to cover his voice up, you know. It's me. How did you get that deer so quick? God gave me this deer. He's lying. Well, come let me feel you. We're going to read this. And he had that, his mom put some that hair from the goat, that fur on it. Well, and it even stunk. Because remember, Esau was a man of the field. And so Rebekah knew she didn't put Dracar or some kind of nice cologne on, or British Stern or English leather for us old men who still use that kind of stuff, you know. He didn't put that on Jacob. Put nasty. If he was a man of the earth, and so he even talked about, well, you sure smell like Esau. Interesting. Here's the point. He's lying all this time. Was Jacob wrong? Well, God never condemned him for that. Let me give you two examples of people lying, and God actually commended them. And innocent, I got it marked. Just listen. In Exodus chapter number 1, remember the story about Pharaoh was going to kill all those babies in Exodus chapter number 2, I think it was. Let's see. Chapter number 1. But the midwives feared God, verse number 17, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Remember, Pharaoh wanted to kill all the babies, all the baby men. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, Why have you done this thing? Have you saved all the men children alive? And you know the story. They had lied to the king and the soldiers. Yeah, there's no kids here. They're gone. And they hid them. Do you know the Bible tells us that God commended them midwives for saving them children, but they lied? You remember a story about Rahab? Where she hid them two spies in her house. Remember Joshua sent the spies and Joshua won the battle of Jericho, that story there, okay? Two spies and somebody saw them coming in. And maybe they're at Rahab's. They think we saw them there. So they knock on the door, Rahab's door. Hey, we think there's two spies. No, there ain't nobody here. Did she lie? Yeah, she lied. They were there. She hid them. But yet the Lord blessed Rahab because of God's perfect plan. Now, this does not give you an excuse to lie because you don't know. Are you following? You don't know. So don't you leave this story, and people are watching this. Don't you go out here and say, well, Brother Walt said it's okay for us to lie. It's not. Do not lie. I'm just telling you, sometimes God's blessed us some things. Matter of fact, Rahab not only lied, she was in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was in her lineage. Are you following? So when you get the picture of Jacob and his mom and all that was taking place, his mom was not going to allow that ungodly son of hers to receive the blessings. Now, this is how she was going to do it. Now, it was wrong. She didn't trust God. Much like Sarah didn't trust God. Remember the promise about, I'm going to give you a son. And they waited a while. And she took things in her own hands and got Hagar. Well, go into Abraham. Let's have a son. Okay, you follow, remember? She took things in her own hand. It made a mess of things. Rebecca did the same thing. I know the promise of God was to Isaac. I mean, was to Jacob. But Isaac, my husband, is fixing to do something, and I got to prevent this. Don't you know God can do things without our help? Sometimes we think we need to help God do his will. God's sovereign. He's omnipotent. He don't need our help. Sometimes in his word. And anyway, that's what's going on here. Verse number 9 says, go and feed at, and then verse number 10, thou shalt bring thy father that he may eat, that they may bless thee before his death. Rebekah went about to do what she thought was right in her own wisdom. She was going to save God's plan. Why do you think, and I wrote this down, why do you think God needs our help to carry out his divine plan? God is sovereign, and he doesn't need us to mess it up. Are you following what Rebecca did? All right. Then verse number 11 through 17, we see the preparations, and I'd like to... I ain't got time to read all this. There's the preparations are made for this. Let me read this. Even though his father was blind, losing sight, his sense of touch was still sound. So he could easily distinguish Jacob's smooth skin from Esau's hairy skin. Remember, Esau was hairy. That's what the name Esau means. He was a hairy man. Okay? His father, in anger, would then curse him, speaking of Jacob, instead of blessing him when he found out he was tricked. And that would make matters worse than ever. So Rebecca, the mom, when you read verses 1 through 17, she knew that the plan would work out. And to ease Jacob's mind, she said, listen, all of this is on me. Matter of fact, if your dad finds out, I'll let him know it was my idea. And that you, my son, were only obeying me. And if she says in these passages of scripture, if any curses him is involved, that I'll put it on myself. In other words, if this plan fails, if Isaac finds out it's you and he goes to curse you, I'm going to say, wait, put the curse on me because it's all my idea. I'm going to take full responsibility. That's what the verses are talking about. Jacob therefore proceeded to follow her instructions, selecting and killing two kids of the goats. Matter of fact, do you know goats and venison taste nothing alike? However, if you put a lot of salt and pepper sauce and pepper ketchup or whatever, you make a lot of things taste the same, you know. I don't know how she fixed it up, but if you've had goat and you've had venison, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, just plain meat, they taste nothing alike.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.